The Shook Twins are back at JPR. Welcome, you guys.
Woo-hoo! Thanks for having us.
It's good to see you. So let's start by clarifying one thing. You two are the Shook Twins, but the band is Shook Twins.
Look at you knowing.
You know, right?
You know it.
Know the.
Know the.
The has been purged. Caitlin and Lori Shook, and introduce the rest of the band.
This is Nico Slice on the mandolin.
Welcome.
Russ Kleiner on the drum. Just one drum right now. It's Kyle Volkman chilling with the avocado on his pants in the back with a bass. And this is Chris Lynch on the fiddle.
Welcome, you guys. Welcome back. You've got a fantastic new album that I want to talk about in a few minutes. But first, if the calendar is correct and my memory is correct, you guys have now been in Portland about 4 years, give or take, from Idaho. How is Portland treating you?
So good.
Life is good in Portland?
Yes, we love it
like
there.
Spoiled children.
It's just right for us.
It seemed to take a bit of time for Portland to start noticing you guys. I mean, you were there for a while, and you were kind of doing the very small show deal for a while, and not so much anymore.
Yeah.
Right?
It's changed.
Yeah. Well, relatively, I felt like it was a pretty great entrance to the city, because we only did the small gigs for, I don't know, maybe a year. And I don't know, we've never lived in a city before, but I've always felt pretty cradled and supported, so it wasn't like nobody notices us forever, but... we're definitely feeling the love from the bigger venues now.
What have you been able to soak up from one of America's more vibrant musical cities since you've been there?
My favorite thing is the collaboration and just being homies with all the artists and sitting in with each other and supporting each other. And it's not very competitive. It's more supportive than competitive, and that's what I really like.
Shook Twins are my guests live in the studios of JPR. Their new album is very directly titled... What We Do. What do you want to play first?
We'll play CRISPR. It's a song I wrote. I'm Lori. And I wrote it about the times when Caitlin and I were 7 and saving our money real well in this neat little jewelry box. We would really care about what the money looked like, and we wanted it to look brand new. Maybe we saw a brand new dollar bill and were super into it. So we would spray the dollars with water and then put them in big books overnight. And when we woke up, they were brand new.
I wish I was 7 years old. I wish you were 2. Then we wouldn't be so grown up, baby. We'd have better things to do. Better things to do. But now I think about the taxes and how much money I spend. Put the money in the CRISPR and I make the bills real thin. Make the bills real thin. Oh,
The Shook Twins are here live in the studio. Their new album is called What We Do. Just recently, you guys had an official CD release party up in Portland, Mississippi Studios.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like for you guys?
Ugh, wonderful. It was really magical. It was the first time in our career thus far that we sold out the show before we got to the venue.
That's great.
Yeah.
And Mississippi Studios is a fairly decent-sized club.
Yeah.
And a really cool club.
Yeah.
Jim Brumberg, who owns that, runs that, is also the producer, by the way, of Livewire, which you can hear every Saturday night at 8 right here on Jefferson Public Radio. So there's a little tie-in there.
He's amazing.
He's great.
I want to talk about the new album, What We Do. You guys went to a rather well-known recording studio up in Washington State to do this and worked with a rather well-known producer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell me the backstory. How did you guys choose to go to Bear Creek?
Well, we're Lumineers fans. Our manager just kind of reached out to some producers that had some buzz going around him, and he was really responsive and really excited and wanted to do it and wrote back right away, and we really wanted to work with someone that really wanted to work with us. So.
And we did our homework. We're homies with the Lumineers too. I texted him. I was like, what's it like? Should we do this? Because it's a big investment, you know. We didn't want to just go for the name alone, you know. So.
Right, because prior to this one, you guys had done a lot of it yourselves.
Well, we usually go down to Santa Cruz and record in digital studios with our good friend Brody Bergholtz, and he's amazing, and that studio is amazing as well. Just, he's way more affordable, I guess. But it's so far away, and we wanted to have the whole band. Russ is in a whole bunch of different projects, our drummer, so we wanted to be close enough so we could have all the members.
And what influence did Ryan have on the recording, Ryan Hadlock, who produced it?
He really helped us find our parts. A lot of those songs were pretty old. We've been playing them for a while, but he helped us hone in certain sections and kind of created solo lines and stuff, and just really helped us solidify and really lock it in, and added some texture to it. And he had a great ear. It was amazing.
I think when you guys were here last, you had played some songs that at the time you were calling new songs that hadn't been on the previous album that have now shown up on this, so they have definitely been worked into some great arrangements.
Oh, yeah.
Is there an overall theme that you guys had when you were putting this record together?
No, I wouldn't say so. What we do.
it's a pretty general theme, really.
Yeah, that's one of the song titles is What We Do, and that song kind of just is a good wrap-up of things we hold on to and things we let go of, you know, in a symbolic way. And we just thought, I just really loved how that one turned out, and it gave me the best vision for the album cover. So we just like, let's call it that. And then it just turned out to be like, oh, well, that's just a really great wrap up of the album and what we've been doing for the past 10 years of our lives. So.
Shook Twins are my guests live in the JPR studios. The new album is called What We Do. When you were here last, I think we settled collectively on quirky folk as What You Do. I don't think it's as quirky on this new album. Are you shedding the quirkiness?
Shed it.
We're shedding a little quirky.
And
we're still quirky on stage, though.
Where are you headed in terms of the overall sound of the band? Less quirky and more?
Just a little more polished.
Indie folk pop is what we're calling it.
Yeah. You know, the big genre. But we still really embrace the quirkiness. And there's still, I think there's quite a few tracks on there that are still kind of just like pretty abnormal for a standard folk pop record, but live we're definitely more folky. We got, because you can visualize the weird, the telephone microphone and the golden egg and the beatbox and the live looping, you know, that's where the quirky comes out.
Gotcha. Well, let's hear another one of those tunes. What do you want to play next?
Let's do Toll Free. This one's falls under the umbrella of What We Do. It's about traveling around with your best homies and playing shows in a green bus. The shows aren't in the bus, but maybe we should do that. There's tons of room in there.
With them.
golden egg, everybody.
The Shook Twins are here. Their new album is called What We Do. It's Caitlin Shook, Lori Shook, and the full band. We might be at capacity. I think this is probably the most people we've ever had in our performance room here at JPR.
Since it's a great big space.
What do we have, like 6, 7, 8, 9, like 10 people in a very small room with, of course, no ventilation because it's public radio and we're in a basement. And we spend listener dollars on programming, not nice digs. That's the way it goes. There's a wonderful video of you guys that I have found online, recorded in Humboldt County, part of the Humboldt Live Sessions. And it's not only musically great, but it's visually wonderful. How did that come about? And tell me about the guy that is doing that series, because he needs some credit.
Yeah, he does. He's amazing.
Chuck Johnson. He's so awesome. Yeah, he contacts bands, or you can contact him, and he does it for free. He won't take money.
Really?
Maybe maybe that will change, hopefully, because he's so
and
great.
And Chris knows a little bit more. Didn't he? Is he doing it, posting it somewhere, or is it, what's a...
Up on YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube. It's just
yeah,
for
you
his
see
benefit.
It, under Humboldt Live Sessions, mm-hmm. and he's done all kinds of different touring artists that have passed through there.
He's and, done another band that Chris is in, Marty O'Reilly Band, and then Nico's done a solo one.
Cyber Camp.
And that's
really
how we found
good.
Out about him. Is he did a video of Nico first.
Yeah, that's awesome.
His solo project, Cyber Camel.
Where were you guys for the recording?
Where were we?
I used to live in Arcata, so I knew some spots, and I always used to drive by this crazy kind of abandoned shack on it's the Highway 255 when you cross over Eureka. There's a bridge, and then there's a road that goes up a peninsula, and there's this creepy old shack that people graffiti like constantly. And I always drove by it and wondered, like, what's going on in there? And kind of threw it out there to Chuck, like, what about this location? And he scouted it, and he said, looks great, but I think, you know, be careful because I got 2 ticks when I was there.
And we all got ticks.
We all got ticks.
I didn't. Oh. Kyle and I did Lori, not Lori get ticks. Yeah. I found one in my ear the next day, and I screamed.
How long were you out there for that taping?
Two or three hours.
An hour. Maybe.
It's all just one shot. He did it. He does it all. He's amazing.
Well,
amazing.
We were able to. He lined it up. He lined up two takes mm-hmm. with the audio. We played exactly the same tempo that he was able to double it up.
Mm-hmm. That's handy.
Yeah.
Having done a fair bit of editing, that's really handy.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he thanked you.
Yeah.
Lori, tell me about this egg.
Okay.
Because you had it here last time, and it's here now, and it's just sort of resting there on the floor.
Aww.
And speaking of graffiti, it is graffitied up.
Yep.
How did that become a part of what you do?
What we do. I just love it so much, so I wanted it to be musical.
It's sort of like a gigantic shaker.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we have little teeny ones, but this one's really big.
It's a gigantic shaker. It started not as a gigantic shaker. It started in Seattle with this amazing woman called Lucia Nire. She's a performance artist, and it was 30 people dressed as chefs. This story has been recently unfolding to me slowly. 30 chefs did a dance and handed out 30 giant golden eggs to the audience and told everybody to make a wish on them. And mine traveled through various people and landed in the hands of 4 college students for 2 years where they totally fell in love with it like I did. And they decided to pass it on with the tradition of signing it and then passing it on. So I'm going to do that someday when it's right, but I just love it so much. And, you know, there's no rules. You can hold on to it however long you want.
And you
it's
give
been
it
a while.
You give it a relatively prominent place
yes.
on the stage when you guys perform.
Oh, yeah.
It's like front and center with, like, its own lighting and
yeah, it's got
all
a stand
of that.
And everything. And we also have figured out recently how to mic it better, and so she can play it like a kind of like a gourd weird. It's just
it's
like,
it's really weird.
And a big shaker. I put
it's like
popcorn.
An egg-shaped cajon.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. I put popcorn in it, so that's where the shaking comes from. There's a popcorn-sized hole at the top. It took
oh,
me
so
like
it
3 hours.
No, it doesn't.
No, just a tiny popcorn-sized hole that I shoved. I had to like sort through the little ones and shove them in the top.
OCD much?
A little bit.
The Shook Twins are live in the JPR studios. Their newest album is called What We Do. The album really is incredibly solid.
Thanks.
So it's been fun to have you back in again. It's the Shook Twins. Their new album is called What We Do. It's Caitlin Shook, Lori Shook, and the full band live in the studio. What are you going to go out with today?
Our futuristic apocalyptic gospel swing ballad. This one's called Shake. Thank you.
sun that came from oil and with no knowledge of how to grow the things that you need to live. Crept up their river bank from the other side, stole everything they'd grown by the dim moonlight. And when the morning came, the bride, she wept. The man faced the empty farm and spit on theft. Said, boy, you better run, cause the earth decides. People made of greed, no, they don't survive. Cause the earth is gonna shake, earth is gonna shake, earth is gonna shake. And you cannot hide all the things that you have done. What are you gonna say when they ask you why you chose to live this way in your short, short time? You're on. Earth is gonna shake. Earth is gonna shake. Earth is gonna shake you down. Yeah, the earth is gonna shake. Earth is gonna shake. Short
It's the Shook Twins live in the JPR studios, music from their new album called What We Do. Thank you for coming back. It's been a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, thank you for having us. This is a pleasure.